crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. The crime statistics in Winnipeg reveal a concerning trend. With a high crime severity index, CSI, Winnipeg faces significant challenges related to crime. The city's crime rate is influenced by various socioeconomic factors, including poverty, unemployment, and lack of access to education and job opportunities. Major crime concerns. Some of the major crime concerns in Winnipeg include high rates of violent crime, property crime, and gang-related activities. The city has struggled with issues related to drug trafficking, gang violence, and other serious crimes, which have contributed to its high crime rate. Community response initiatives. In response to the high crime rates, the community and local authorities have implemented various initiatives aimed at reducing crime and improving public safety. These initiatives include community policing programs, crime prevention strategies, and social services aimed at addressing the root causes of crime. By understanding the crime statistics and major crime concerns in Winnipeg, Manitoba, it is clear that the city faces significant challenges related to crime. However, by implementing effective crime prevention strategies and community response initiatives, it is possible to mitigate the impact of crime and improve public safety. Edmonton, Alberta. Edmonton, the capital city of Alberta, has been ranked as one of the most dangerous cities in Canada due to its high crime rates. According to the Crime Severity Index, CSI, Edmonton has a higher crime severity index compared to other major cities in Canada. Crime statistics overview. The crime statistics in Edmonton reveal a concerning trend. The city has seen a significant number of violent crimes, including homicides, assaults, and robberies. The overall crime rate in Edmonton is higher compared to other major cities in Canada, making it one of the most dangerous cities in the country. Major crime concerns. The major crime concerns in Edmonton include gang-related violence, domestic violence, and property crimes. Gang-related violence is a significant issue, with various gangs operating in the city. Domestic violence is also a concern, with many reported cases of assault and abuse. Property crimes, including theft and vandalism, are also prevalent. Community response initiatives. The community in Edmonton has responded to the high crime rates by implementing various initiatives. The city has seen the establishment of community policing programs, neighborhood watch initiatives, and crime prevention programs. These initiatives aim to reduce crime and improve public safety. Overall, Edmonton's crime statistics and community response initiatives highlight the need for continued efforts to address the city's crime concerns and improve public safety. Lethbridge, Alberta. Lethbridge, a city in Alberta, Canada, faces various crime-related challenges. Understanding these challenges is crucial for developing effective crime prevention strategies. Crime statistics overview. The city's crime statistics reveal a complex picture with various types of crimes reported. Major crime concerns. Violent crimes, such as assaults and robberies, and property crimes like theft and vandalism, are among the major concerns. Community response initiatives. Local law enforcement and community organizations have implemented various initiatives to address crime concerns and improve public safety. 7. Regina, Saskatchewan. Regina, the capital city of Saskatchewan, has been identified as one of the most violent cities in Canada, according to recent crime statistics. With a crime rate that is higher than many other Canadian cities, Regina faces significant challenges in maintaining public safety. Crime statistics overview. Regina's crime statistics reveal a concerning trend. The city has experienced a higher-than-average rate of violent crimes, including assaults and robberies. This has led to increased concerns among residents and law enforcement agencies. Major crime concerns. In conclusion, our analysis of crime rates across Canadian cities reveals a complex landscape influenced by various socioeconomic, demographic, and geographic factors. The top 10 most dangerous cities, as discussed, face unique challenges that contribute to their higher crime rates. Understanding these factors is crucial for developing effective crime prevention strategies and for policymakers to allocate resources efficiently. As we have seen, cities like Thompson, Manitoba, and North Battleford, Saskatchewan, are among those with the highest crime rates. Factors such as socioeconomic conditions, drug and alcohol issues, and geographic considerations play a significant role in shaping the crime landscape. By acknowledging these factors, communities and authorities can work together to implement targeted interventions and improve safety. Moreover, comparing the most dangerous cities in Canada with the safest ones highlights the importance of a multifaceted approach to crime prevention. While cities with higher crime rates face significant challenges, they also present opportunities for community engagement and the implementation of evidence-based prevention strategies. Future crime prevention efforts should focus on addressing the root causes of crime, including socioeconomic disparities and substance abuse issues. By synthesizing the insights from our analysis, it becomes clear that a comprehensive understanding of Canadian crime rates is essential for fostering safer communities. As we move forward, it is crucial to continue monitoring crime trends and to adapt prevention strategies accordingly, ensuring that our efforts are informed by the most current and relevant data. FAQ: What are the most dangerous cities in Canada? The top 10 most dangerous cities in Canada based on crime statistics are Thompson, Manitoba; North Battleford, Saskatchewan; Prince Albert, Saskatchewan; Winnipeg, Manitoba; Edmonton, Alberta; Lethbridge, Alberta; Regina, Saskatchewan; Saskatoon, Saskatchewan; Red Deer, Alberta; and Vancouver, British Columbia. How are crime rates measured in Canada? Crime rates in Canada are measured using the Crime Severity Index, CSI, which takes into account the type and frequency of crimes reported. What is the Crime Severity Index? The Crime Severity Index is a statistical measure that reflects the severity of crimes reported in a given area, with higher scores indicating more severe crimes. How do socioeconomic factors contribute to high crime rates? Socioeconomic factors such as poverty, unemployment, and lack of education can contribute to higher crime rates in certain areas. What safety tips can be followed when living in or visiting higher crime areas? When living in or visiting higher crime areas, it's essential to take personal safety measures, such as being aware of your surroundings, keeping valuables secure, and avoiding walking alone at night. How do Canadian crime rates compare globally? Canada generally has lower crime rates compared to many other countries, including the United States, but some Canadian cities still experience higher crime rates than others. What are some of the safest cities in Canada? Some of the safest cities in Canada include cities like Ottawa, Ontario; Quebec City, Quebec; and Victoria, British Columbia, which tend to have lower crime rates. What factors contribute to a city's safety? Factors contributing to a city's safety include low crime rates, effective law enforcement, community engagement, and socioeconomic stability.